It's a very low barrier to get into the Gronk Squad.
That's crazy.
We've committed to do the Daily Talk Show for 10 years.
Hi, hey guys.
Hi, guys.
Put it in the calendar.
I'd just like to check the temperature in the room.
I told you my squeegee story.
It is outrageous.
Come on, let's go.
It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 956.
Happy hump day. What is happening? What is going on?
How do I look? I was just recording One Trick Tony yesterday. And we do it in the studio and she sits where I'm sitting now. And you sit...
You're looking good, mate.
Okay, thank you. Looking great. I reckon your shot... Do you think that...
we could have done this 5 minutes ago.
do you think that you're... We film every episode yeah, if yeah. you haven't.
Do you think I'm good looking?
My right side... Better than my left.
Well, this is the side thing. I very blown away when George Martin,
mm-hmm.
GB, was like actually viscerally got a bit sort of
upset
about which way we were shooting mm-hmm. some portraits for our website, fullstackfilms.com.au.
Yeah. Yes. The Check .com will redirect.
Yeah, yeah. So, fullstackfilms.com or .com.au.
Yeah,
go to
full
it.
FULLSTACK films, FILMS.com.au.
And you can see we've got four photos there.
Mm-hmm.
But Georgie boy was a bit pissed about his angle. The annoying bit, best photo, best on ground.
I mean, I guess looked that's great. His standard is why he gets those results.
What, he's
run a tight ship. Like, I didn't get, like, look, I was, like, carefree and look at my photo. I didn't have to Photoshop anyone else except me.
Yeah.
It's not good. It was my culture, because that's not going to be here forever. It's been there for a very long time.
It's hanging in there, son.
I think it's because every time, like, I felt it yesterday when I was eating, like, it just breaks.
Oh, yeah. And you were like, I'm bleeding. Yeah. I'm bleeding. I'm like, mate, that's tomato sauce, not blood.
You never know.
I played a fun game yesterday with my friend. We'll call him Donuts. That's his nickname.
Yeah, great.
With Donuts. Mm-hmm. Donuts and I went out for dinner, had a lovely dinner. And then we're walking back to the studio and we saw a dog daycare.
Yeah, it's just on Punt Road. Yeah. You see a lot of like affluent people picking up their,
dogs,
which is, it seems ridiculous. Like that's the height. It feels very, I know we like to say things are very American or whatever. That feels very Los Angeles, is like all these fancy cars. What are they doing? Are they picking up their fucking, like during the day? I wonder if they're working from home and just want some peace.
Maybe. Are you talking about me with Bodie at daycare?
Well, same, right?
I took him to daycare when I was working from home.
Yeah. No, that's fair.
It is nice for them. I'm sure the dogs get a nice treatment. Mm-hmm. Actually, they get a facial and also they just get to hang out with mates. But new game, hang out the front of a dog daycare, watch the owner walk in dogless.
Yeah.
Pick what dog, have a mate with you, what dog will match that person? Can you guess the breed?
This sounds like something we could do with our camcorders.
I know.
Don't you think?
We did it yesterday. Both got it wrong. But we didn't wait for anyone else. But we were like, this is the best game ever.
So, was it close enough to the Mexican restaurant that you went to that you could see it from there? Or were you somewhere else?
You could actually position yourself at the Happy Mexican on Punt Road or Hoddle Street and with a camcorder, zoom in and play what dog is it?
Mm-hmm.
What's the breed?
I like that. Well, because the sort of-
Guess the breed.
Still, what people say is you look like the- You do, like we tend to gravitate towards dogs that we look like,
or you morph into your dog. So I think you could buy a dog, any dog,
yes,
and then maybe their personalities are malleable, and they kind of just like morph into a version of you. I mean, that's what you and I we there's a lot of things when very different, but you do have enough time around somebody. There are little things our periods are at the same time.
Yeah, it's very true.
No. Just what we would think about me making a comment before about something and you just picked up the other bit, but you knew exactly what video I was watching last night and probably referencing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so because you're on the same, it's the content, our content cycle.
Yeah.
I mean, girls
We're
get
in the
their
same
cycles
echo,
going.
Echo chamber.
Definitely.
The same echo chamber.
Definitely. So I know what you're thinking.
Mm-hmm. No, I understand that. I've Remember I talked about my socks the other day?
Yeah, you smelt a little bit before we went on air. I could smell you.
Really?
Just the socks?
What does it smell
from
like?
From walking in, okay. Just a physical.
It's an hour walk.
It's a fair effort.
What is
right?
it? And it's 30 degrees.
You don't stink. You're not a stinky guy at all.
So what
I'm
do I
a
smell?
Stinky guy.
What do I smell like?
Fabric
just softener?
Sweat.
Okay.
Sweat on fabric.
Okay.
But not BO. So it's not like, it's a weird
is
one.
Is it worse?
Is
it like having an animal in
nah,
the building?
No. So Amy doesn't stink at mm-hmm. all. She's so clean. And sure. then you get like her wearing some kind of like woolen or like, it's all, no, it's not woolen. It's more like the
do you think
synthetic furry
merino?
Looking.
Oh, okay. yeah,
and then
yeah.
it actually, if she's doing some stair runs with some, mm-hmm. not actually.
Why is she doing stair runs in fake?
20 weeks pregnant.
But also in fake fur.
No, it's like, it's this material. I kind of, it's like, mm-hmm. I don't know, not fur. It's like
I know
fluffy,
exactly
like a nice
some.
Cushion at a mm-hmm. house. You know, mm-hmm. you get those sort of furry looking cushions. Mm-hmm. But she might be taking some boxes upstairs at her work. But if she does that, she gets in. I'm just like, I can smell, but it's not bad. Mm-hmm. Whereas I'm offensive.
Yes.
I get in, you're like, fuck it.
Will you bring deodorant into the office?
Does that levels of testosterone mm-hmm. as high as mine?
Do you reckon that's part of it? Could be.
I like to say that, but yeah. that's...
It's a good story. But no, so I worked out the... because I'm using the merino socks, I'm really trying to get the most out of them in regards to, okay, wear them, put them out, like sort of straighten them out. And yesterday I said, I was like, oh... I think I've overdone it on these socks. I think these ones are time to be washed or give it longer between when I walked and when I'm wearing them again.
Mm. I mean, it's a lot. You're trying to believe in the hack of not washing mm-hmm. something that you can wear it many times.
Yes.
Jeans that you're not meant to wash because of the look need to be fucking washed or binned. It's disgusting.
Yeah,
you're still in them. It's mm-hmm. like saying I wear, actually, more people would, maybe not, pajamas, like have the pajamas, put them, I mean, you're getting in them clean usually if you've had a shower mm-hmm. and then you take them off in the morning, put them under your pillow. Like a lot of people do that.
Mm-hmm.
I can't put anything because I don't wear anything mm-hmm. under my pillow. And you still should be washing that. You should be washing it all. If you think you wash, if you wash your sheets once a week, and you're not washing your socks mm-hmm. once a week, fucking look yourself in the eye.
Well, the idea is...
In a mirror.
Well, so, no, I'm very, like, I'm a clean guy. Like, Bree's always said that. She's like, you know, one of the qualities, I don't have many, I can't do many things, but I'm a clean guy. I run a clean ship.
Just clean.
As in the smell thing, I think that what you're experiencing is the worst version of me, which is 30 degrees, an hour walking, coming in.
Mm.
Jess, I walked with yesterday, she said, the thing with guys is you can walk for an hour and then wear what you wore walking in to work. Whereas, like, apparently she was saying chicks can't really, or she doesn't feel that she can do that. And I was like,
it's definitely a feel that you have, mm-hmm. regardless if you're a male or female.
Mm-hmm. And so I definitely like the aircon being, I set the aircon on.
I heard it go off.
Yes.
It's a real, we've got a real, real problem in this building.
Why?
The temperature thing. It is this problem in just office, insert this problem everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's the battle of the sexes.
Yeah.
But I get as much as people don't want to say there is a difference.
Mm-hmm.
My studies, extensive, have shown that women run a bit cooler than males.
Well, yeah, apparently there's that whole sort of unconscious bias that temperatures in office spaces tend to be cooler based on executives leaning male. And so-
Because, men are all running hot. They need to be fucking
But the thing
cool
is,
down.
But I feel like I'm a feminist, but I also think I believe in jumpers. Don't you agree? And so the criticism Jess had, she took a photo on Friday night. She was out at a bar somewhere and it was a hot day and she felt stupid because she was wearing like a woolen jumper at the bar.
Yeah.
And she said, this is Josh Jansen's fault.
Because you like the office running cool. You have a remote now that's it comes in the form of your iPhone that you can turn it on. I heard it beep.
Yes.
And I looked over and I was like, he's on it.
It's very cool.
So I was thinking, this is me thinking, you were hot in the moment. You were walking and you're like, I'm really hot. I hope the aircon's on. And then you did. I told the guys upstairs. I was like, that's exactly what's happened.
I was walking and I was like, you know what? This is hotter than what I thought it was going to be. I don't want to get to work and be hot. Because the other thing is, and I know that this is some work I need to do, but when I'm hot, I get agitated. I'm not the best version. If I'm dehydrated, I'm agitated. I actually had to buy a bottle of water at a cafe
on the way
because I'd forgotten my water bottle. And I was like, I'm going to be too angry.
No, that's a version of self-awareness. Mm-hmm. Another version of self-awareness, which I've caught myself. And it's interesting on the similarities of you and I can learn self-awareness from you based on I do the same thing. Mm-hmm. So after you've been out, say you go for lunch and you're walking, it's hot and you get back in, chances are you're going to be really hot or I'm going to be really hot.
Yes.
Based on being outside, having my heart rate up. Everyone at the office who's still there is their heart rate's lower. Mm-hmm. They're just sedentary and they're not feeling it like us. And I walk in, I've found myself complaining at home, but then I watch you do it. I'm like, that's fucking what I do. Yeah. And then I'm like,
and I'm more annoying.
You're doing it based on how you feel, not how everyone else in the room feels.
Isn't that all we've got? Or maybe not.
I think it's the operating system most people run on is what am I feeling? Not how's everyone else first before mine? Because if you can make yourself comfy.
But so the heater thing, I have no issue. Like I'd be completely fine with in winter never using a heater. Like because I'll just wear jumpers. I'll self-regulate in that way. Unfortunately,
I love it. Nice
until heater. Our ice machine arrives, I can't self-regulate. There's no way that I can, this is a problem, isn't it? So think about it. If you want to make yourself warmer because you're cold, you put on a jumper. I've got the, and this is what George always says. It's like, ha, look, we're all freezing and got jumpers on and Josh is still feeling hot and he's got t-shirt and shorts on.
And no shoes.
And no shoes because there's a lot of heat that comes out of that. And the merino wool, before anyone says it, these are running merino wool. So, it's got a very light thing on the top. And then, it's not the fucking merino wool.
Just thinking about it. You think any big business, let's say Bupa.
Yes.
Do you think the CEO of Bupa's walking around fucking flustered?
No, because he's got his own, he or she's got their own office. And they don't have to work. Because this is the thing. When I worked from home, this is the temptation of working from home. Because then you can. So this is what I feel. Yeah. When think about last year, all the time, even during winter, I had my home office, which was just a small room. So, it's very easy to keep the temperature the way you want it. It was on 19 degrees all the time. Didn't matter what. And so, the thing is, then I did way more work because I was comfortable. But I just wasn't thinking about it. And there is something really nice. I know that this is coming from a place of privilege and it's really ridiculous, but I am, there were multiple times where it was a 40-degree day and I had a jumper on and I went downstairs to the Uber Eats and I felt, because I had a hood on, I know the feeling.
I used to, because I didn't grow up with a aircon. I had a nice... We had a great house and had ducted heating.
Okay, yeah.
But we were summertime fans. I only got first aircon, I reckon I was 14 or 15 or something older. We did an extension out the back. Yeah. But I remember it was one aircon in the whole house and it was out the back. And I remember sleeping at my friend's place who had one. And I used to love it because I would sleep with a doona on in the summer. And I was like, this is the best.
It is great.
Do you think working from home, isolation almost and removing the barrier of a lot of those things we're talking about leads to less
tolerance
or awareness or more of obscure humans that are just like quirks you could say a quirky person is someone that doesn't like to disrupt how they like it which is
Surely there is. So, maybe less conformity. So, if you think about it, when you come into the office, everyone gets used to how you do things. you arrive at this time, everyone goes and does this, everyone walks and gets lunch. I've never been good at that. Like, I just, and it can be very confusing for some people. They're like, we're all going for the, like, why aren't you? I'm like, I don't actually feel like going.
Yeah, once we said, well, let's, we're all going for a drink, and you were like, oh, I'm going to the Salvos to look at books.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, we're, this is a workplace activity that we're all getting involved in. It's called culture.
And my team is going to the Salvos, and it was just the team just so happened to be me.
It's it is interesting, though. Like, I wonder what the humans, if the new version of, you know, work for a lot of people is working from home. I mean, it's their beliefs. It's like seeing someone stuck in their ways. That's the best, like a layman's term. Someone who's stuck in their ways. Not you. Yeah, we're not talking about you, but just my brother's mate says, I don't need any more friends. I've got enough. And I was like, that's a pretty strong belief that wouldn't serve you if
you didn't have friends.
If all your mates decide not to be friends with you.
Well, it depends how many you need. Like, I think there is something nice in just solo.
No, I get that. Like, I get that. But that's a strong belief. It's like when you start thinking about your belief systems. And it's interesting, challenging. I think it's penny drop moments or moments of self-awareness that, I mean, self-awareness can be sort of some kind of virtuing if you're saying you are. But it's like I've found a lot of the time thinking about the version of who I used to be and realizing, having a moment where I was like, that's what they were seeing me like. Because if you're not like that anymore and you're like, oh, that's fucking, I was a kook that just wanted to eat chicken all the time. And people were like, you know, let's go to the chicken joint. Like, they loved it. They loved getting me around, you know, getting me hyped up about chicken.
But you were like the viral video guy for a while.
Well, I only had a couple.
But don't you think that you, there was a moment in time, which I don't think that this is you now, but you were definitely chasing the zeitgeist, like what can I, like it just trying to.
No, I mean, this, I think that people do it in the chasing form. The issue is that any of the ones that did work were ideas that I obsessed over or became like, was like super interested in. And so that was, and that's hard. Like, cause there's a lot of shit that I'm interested in that no one cares about.
Yeah. But if then, people YouTube Tommy Jacket TV, they can watch all of these old Snapchat. Well, and so what's the idea? So when you
that
were
wasn't
doing-
even any of that. So that, that the premise of that YouTube channel, which, I should take down. Should I take it down?
No, no, no. I like watching them.
So they're just, I film, I was like wanting to get better at just identifying stories or things that I'm observing and sharing. And so Snapchat was just being able to stitch together the video on the fly so you don't have to edit it. But it's telling a story in a linear fashion. You have to think about the story as I get up from this desk and I go to the toilet. What happens next? I grab the brush and realize that there's no end on the brush. And then the next scene is me walking up to you and saying, where the fuck, like you're having to think about, it's like if you, it's like some film festivals are no editing. You have to button on and that's the next clip.
Well, it's
and
like so, a 48 hour film festival.
Yeah, exactly. And so there is a muscle that you can build and a skill that comes from it, which is the ability to tell stories or like I had some people telling me like, I don't know why I watch them, but I fucking can't stop watching them. And so I did it and none of them went viral. But later on when I actually started using real cameras, like outside of my phone, like using outside editing videos outside of just using an app.
But don't you think
it worked?
Don't you think there's a time that, so I feel that like there was a time where I was posting on Instagram every day, like a post consistently. Like I was looking for that, like I was looking for ways to express myself through Instagram posts. Or even you see it with Insta stories. There's people who it's like they capture their whole life through that. There's been, there's obviously, don't you think there's been a switch? I think maybe with both of us, maybe it's doing a podcast where you feel like you are expressing yourself. And so that's like if you've got a cup full of creativity or like self-expression, it gets emptied through doing the podcast.
Yeah, I think in hindsight, probably is clear like you're saying, but back then it was, I don't think I was even, I was literally just wanting to make the videos. Like, but yeah, so now it's more like I'm not as hung up on all of that shit.
What about, I remember, so at the end of last year, you did a video where it was you were, I think, at the border, or you made like a video that. And then it was soon after that that you and I had a conversation where you're like, yeah, fucking Instagram or whatever. Like, I think we were just being a bit dark on Instagram. Was that to me felt like
classic there
was,
holidays and, yeah. You know.
But there was an old, like, don't you think there was a bit of a, when I saw that video, I was like, oh, that's, isn't it funny? That's like an old Tommy jacket thing to do. And then I was like, oh, I wonder if this will, like, it was almost like.
Is he relapsed?
Yeah. No, but there was like a moment of, are you relaxing? And so, and maybe because you don't go on, like we all haven't been on holidays that much, going on the holiday, it's like, oh, this is the, this becomes the ritual, the habit when you're on holidays, like pick up the phone, tell a story, do all that sort of thing. Was there any observation through doing that that you learned?
No, I, other than you have to be, if it's a real habit, you need a form, which is looking for, and it's not viral, but looking for the quirky idea or having some kind of idea in your head and then actioning it. And so there is reward in doing that. You look at the people that have, look at Casey Neistat. He's fucking done. Like, I don't know what he does.
Yeah.
Other than he's a dad and lives in LA and probably surfs a lot and, you know, but he's made a bunch of cash from absolutely throwing himself into creating every single day. But the pain, like, problem is there's pain that comes from it and it could ruin you. It probably does ruin a bunch of people and then they're jaded about it and they don't make any money, or there's a version like him which he's like nearly ruined his marriage but he actually made a bunch of cash out of it, so he's like clawing back in that way. I don't know. I don't, can't speak for him, but it's interesting seeing you. It just requires that.
What do you get excited about
in general?
Yeah,
I was pretty happy about going to eat tacos last night, if that's where you're getting.
Yeah, you were fired up.
Is this a padding question?
No, no, literally, no. So,
or in terms of content, I was trying to relate it to.
Yeah, it's a content. So, it was the Casey Neistat thing talking about, like, so he loved it. Like, he wasn't doing it for the money. So, there was a time where he wasn't excited about it, but then, you know, you can get a philosophical walking and Jess said, oh, you know, don't you think when you get older, you just like, you're less excited about stuff? Like, do you get excited? Not to
Amy
make-
said it, Amy said to me the other day, are you excited to go into the office? I said, nah, but it's not the thing I'm seeking. I'm not seeking excitement because it's so fleeting.
Yeah.
I get excited about random shit. Does it mean that it's good or, or no, it doesn't. And so it's hard because you end up look at the creators that shift their focus and their approach. It's like they're having realizations that what they, the weight they held on something and the belief they had on it doesn't hold up anymore. It's shifting. And so that's the balance. If you were, it's a problem if you were really bummed about not being excited and that's what you were searching for. Like your belief was the thing I need to do every day is something that I'm excited about. I don't believe that's true.
Yeah. It's like similar to motivation in that way.
I love it. I love coming in here. I love doing what we do. Some days I don't, some days I don't, but like, yeah, it's a weird, that's where what I'm excited about.
Yeah, what do you get excited about?
What do I get excited about? Fucking, I mean, air fryers and shit and robo-vax.
Maybe I'll answer it for you and you answer it for me. So, I think that you get excited about doing new things with Bodhi. So, whether it's like the bike thing, all that sort of thing. The air fryer is a big one. The barbecue was a big one. I think that you get excited about the small habits, finding like a cafe or something that you'll go to regularly, a little, like the little habits you get excited about.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Makes finding me sound like a real boring.
Finding like a better way to get to work. Like I can imagine if you found like a back street, like if I'm driving with you, you're like, oh, no, no, just go down this little fucking laneway.
Yeah, love
where
that
your mirrors
shit.
Are going to get knocked off.
But I think that's where if you're like, I get excited about observing shit that maybe people aren't looking at.
You're excited about the dog thing?
Which one? Oh, yeah, yeah. Watching the dog. And but even like, and that's where I think it does translate to the videos that I would make. I was excited about the idea that I had and how it could translate. So, I get excited about ideas, which for like, that could be a fucking loser's mindset because if you're just excited about ideas and never action them, it's like, it's all in your head at that point. But I get excited about bringing something to life that I've thought about.
Is there any, so I was thinking about excitement. Are there dangers of excitement with excitement? So I'll preface it with this. So I get excited about things, but the excitement doesn't necessarily meet, like maybe the excitement that I have of the idea is better than the thing.
Definitely.
I'll give you the example. So I was talking about Vermont. Vermont is where I got my socks from. Darn tough socks, Vermont. Anyway, we spoke about the other day, like where is Vermont? It's part of New England. It's up the top near Canada. I looked at it yesterday.
But and not to be mistaken with Vermont in
apparently in Vermont they say Vermont. They Vermont. Don't do the T for some reason. Anyway, I was watching a video on there's a channel called Lon .tv on YouTube. I've mentioned him before, I think. Mm-hmm. He's just like this geeky guy who I love who talks about technology. And he lives, like he was the guy that got fiber installed in his house, like fucking 2 gigabit, like ridiculous sort of thing. And he went through the whole process, explained it. Anyway, his brother lives in Vermont and he just got the SpaceX Starlink satellite internet because he couldn't get internet at his home, his brother, right? And so Lon goes there and his brother does maple syrup.
Yeah.
And he does it through like the traditional way of like you smoke, like they evaporate it or whatever through like some sort of wooden fire smoking process.
Fuck yeah.
So anyway, I've gone down this like massive rabbit hole. As in, I went to the website and I'm so excited about this maple syrup now because I know like the guy's name's Josh. He's got over 1,000 maple trees or whatever that he gets the maple syrup from. It's called Rugged Ridge Forest, right? And so I Instagram DM'd him last night. I was like, hey, I went on their website. I saw they don't ship outside of the US. And so I said, hey, like I'm from Australia. And so what he wrote back was it's like, it's sort of like I would need to order a few to make it worthwhile from a shipping perspective. Because it's like, and it looks like it's like a gallon. Like, look how nice. It looks
You know really how we can get it? How? Get it sent to 3D Deal in Canada and then 3D Deal can send it to us. His mum sent him a can of maple syrup
very true.
To Australia.
But don't you think that's a bit of a kick in the guts?
For who?
For Dill to be like, mate, we're sending syrup from Vermont.
What about this? We buy Dill some. We get him
from Canada. So wouldn't he be like, fuck you guys, I'm going to give you this better Canadian.
What about this? We get him to send that one you want plus his favorite Canadian maple syrup.
Yeah, yeah.
And for a Fat Friday, we do a good maple syrup off.
And so anyway, the guy wrote back and he said, we can do it because the shipping will probably be over $100. He's like, normally, like I'd suggest, like, you know, you could get 4 1-gallons or this or that, but it all sounds like a lot. Like for a guy who, like, I probably honestly haven't had maple syrup in a year and a half. Yeah. But then I was excited about, you know what? Like I've been like dialing in my health stuff, did 200% on my rings yesterday on my Apple Fitness, which is great.
Sounds good. Don't understand it, but
it's very good. Very good. Okay. I did 18,000 steps. That puts
it in perspective. All right.
Anyway, I was like, maybe Sundays is the day that I like cook up a big breakfast. And then Bree and I went down this rabbit hole of like watching videos on Vermont. And we're like, fuck, Vermont, like, do you want to know some interesting facts about Vermont?
Give me 3.
Bernie Sanders from Vermont.
Okay.
First fact. Second fact, big with maple syrup. Yeah.
Because of him? Because of the dude you're talking about or just in general?
No, just in general. I guess I've got like a bunch of those
lots
trees.
Lots of boutiques.
Not very multicultural. 95% white, which I thought was interesting. Mainly old people. People aren't moving to Vermont. It's very beautiful. Mm. They have water on either side, like thanks to like some like lakes and rivers and shit. So that's another fact. They're very liberal. But I think like their gun laws are a little bit loose, given that they're liberal. High taxes there.
Really?
It was all based on like, should you move to Vermont? Because I was like, this looks like the 95% white doesn't do anything for me. It's like, oh, great. Fuck. But the nature was very beautiful.
Yeah, yeah.
And old people, like a very low, like some of the lowest crime in the US, very non-religious as well. And so anyway, yeah, I thought.
They just love maple syrup. Just
yeah.
White people yeah, loving yeah. maple syrup.
Yeah, yeah.
Walking in nature.
Yeah.
it sounds like your vibe.
Yeah, and so.
Are you going to go there? Well, we can't. I mean, you can't,
but I just. Yeah, there seems to be, so to be very clear, the 95% thing doesn't do anything for me. Like, the other thing is, it's like Mexican, but what does that mean to Mexican food for me? Because I love Mexican
food. What is there then?
Well, so Bree and I watched a whole thing on the best diners in Vermont.
Okay, so you're getting diners. Yeah, I could imagine that. Maybe that's a white thing.
And diners. So they don't have, what don't they have? So in their... Their main, the capital city of Vermont has, I think, a population of 40-something thousand people. Like, they're fucking tiny, tiny towns.
That is tiny. Vermont. And are they built up? Is it a city or is this like
Oh, sorry, yeah. Montpelier. Vermont constituent state of the United States of America. What does that mean? One of the six New England states lying in the northern east corner of the country. It was admitted to the Union on March 4, 1791 on the 14th state, as the 14th state. It is sparsely populated and its capital, Montpelier, is one of the least populous US state capitals. So... But just look it up. Look up Vermont. It's beautiful. But the funny thing was when Bree and I were looking up Vermont last night, it's all on another thing, a lot of Subarus.
Subaru white people
Forester.
Drive,
Subaru
yeah,
Foresters.
White people love those yeah. cars.
So apparently there's like this person from Vermont said for every five cars, they reckon three to four would be Foresters.
Really?
And they have like a, they all are so that color green. That I think it snows around 6 months of the year.
Oh, that's a lot.
But I think,
and I mean, so no need for aircon, really.
So one of the big reasons why one guy said not to move to Vermont, the capital, Montpelier, does not have a McDonald's.
I mean, that's a good thing, dude.
So, that is the only US state capital that doesn't have a McDonald's. Do you want to know another fact?
Yeah, last one to wrap us up.
Montpelier, I don't know if Vermont completely, but Montpelier, the capital, banned billboards.
Wow. That'd be an interesting thing to go and see. Like, what would a town... The one thing about somewhere like Los Angeles, billboards... Fucking everywhere. Here, there's a billboard. We can see a bunch near us. Is on the corner. Like, they're just trying to fill out any spot with a billboard because people make money in the people that own the property. People make money selling it. But why aren't they doing that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so what I do wonder about this whole Vermont thing is I get that it's sort of a bit like I'm obsessed with Iran too. Like, I've been watching all these Iran documentaries. I just love things that are a bit...
Just at home, comfy in your aircon, got your jumper on, thinking about travel.
Yes. but there was a moment where I was like, would it be weird for a guy that's got no connection to Vermont? I was thinking like, this is not productive, but I straight away when the guy's like, you have to order X amount of gallons, it's like, fuck, what would it be like for me to, and I love Vermont socks, what would it be like for me to have like the only... Vermont themed e-commerce store in Melbourne selling just things from Vermont.
But very obscure and probably not much business.
Yeah. But the hard thing is I started thinking about the tax stuff. But then is this rude? So I was going to go back to Rugged Ridge Forest, the guy who does the maple syrup stuff.
Yeah.
Seems like a lovely guy. Name's Josh. Is it too much? I was thinking about like the delivery costs. And then remember, Darn Tough Socks, their whole thing is it's like they will replace them and do all that sort of thing. Is it too much for me to ask rugged, even saying it, I feel like it's too much to ask. Is it too much for me to ask Rugged Ridge Forest maple syrup if I can get a couple of sock deliveries to his place and put them in the maple syrup to make, because they're so light, it probably will protect the maple syrup and save me on the cost of shipping.
Maybe when he he feels sorry for you paying $100 US in shipping costs.
Well, the thing is that he recognizes that the only way it will be worthwhile is if I get it in bulk. Yes.
But then you actually
and so a gallon is like $49. Do you think,
dude, make another purchase? You've made a lot of silly purchases in your life.
You don't like the idea of the maple syrup?
I mean, not for the calorie content. I'm not all that.
Our mate Tommy D's Cafe, healthy guy, he would put maple syrup on his waffles. Can we get that recipe?
No, the he's still recipe? It's locked tight.
Did you see his Insta story last night, what he said? So when he was a kid?
It's fucking brilliant. I messaged him and said, this is a great story.
Do you believe that to be true?
100%. When he was 16 years old, maybe even
young. It actually helps? Like, you believe that it helps?
Well, the thing was, he was reading a bodybuilding book and it laid out the diet, the exercise regime. And one of the things was having a glass of white or red wine with lunch. And so when he's 16, his mum discovered him drinking while having some sort of lean meat. And what the fuck's going on here? No, I said it in the book. It helps with digestion. Mm-hmm. I reckon I've read that same book.
Really?
It is a thing in the bodybuilding world. Like, for some people, I don't know, something about digestion, red wine. Who knows? White wine, whatever.
It's like the acidity or something, like helps break it all down or something.
Who knows?
Yeah, great. Okay. Well, anyway, but so I will put it out there. If you're interested in, so the big cups are coming.
Oh, yeah. Bigcupcompany.com.
Yes. So if you-
How far away are they?
So they shipped yesterday.
Oh, great. They'll
so be they'll here be soon. Here any day. But how about this? If you're interested in some Vermont maple syrup and a big cup, and you're going to pick up a big cup anyway, maybe there's something we could do.
You're saying go in on the order with you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So go on to ruggedridgeforest.com. Go follow them on Instagram. They've got 600 people following them. He only had a 1 megabit upload speed before he got the SpaceX thing. So they have a quart of maple syrup. They have a gallon. They have a half pint. There's a lot of options. And so I would love to go. I don't know what it's called, but I'd love to go in with a few people. Just send us an email, hi@thedailytalkshow.com. Would you share the shipping cost and the cost? We can work out sort of
be
US,
in Melbourne.
Yeah.
Or we just send it to a 3D deal.
Yeah, I feel like it's a lot of admin for deal. It feels like going from the US to Canada. I don't know. We can work it out. Anyway, enjoy your day, guys, and we'll see you tomorrow. Have a good one.
See you guys.